Oh, hey, Sam. How you doing, buddy?
With your face.
Oh, up in my face.
I think, Cal, this episode's going to either be good or terrible.
I'm banking on the second one.
Because we've completely forgotten how to interact in person, on air.
Every time I talk over you, you can't just, like, edit that out and like spread out the track so you can hear both.
You
want to
know a secret, Cal?
I never do that anyway. Fucking maybe.
So this probably is going to sound better. Because at least when you're talking over each other, you're like, one of us is forcing the other one to stop talking.
Oh, God damn it.
You want some tweets, though?
No, but sure, hit me up.
Why do you hate our fans?
I don't hate our fans.
Why, Cal? You told me before we started recording.
Even our fans hate the tweets.
Like, we can put them at the end.
I think, nah, just do
like everyone else, but we're not like everyone else, Cal.
You know what they hate more than the tweets? Mm. Us talking about whether or not we should even do the tweets.
Even though every time.
We do it.
We do it, yeah. Mm.
Hit us up.
Well, the first one's a photo, so I can skip that one.
You can show me we're in person now.
I can't. Well, alright, fuck it. Now you... This is from at Flint Monkey. It tags at the video shop.
Yeah.
This is the photo. Media not displayed, removed by the copyright holder.
Okay.
So are you glad I read it out, Kelly?
You could have just read it out. You did. You only showed the phone for a second. Everyone at home is
I remember what it was, though.
What was
it? The tweet says, you don't need Toby and Andrew if you've got family.
Mm.
And it was the lizard from The Amazing Spider-Man being punched by... Dom Toretto as he jumped out of a sports car.
Yeah.
A muscle car, actually.
Because I'm pretty sure it's the scene where he's, like, reaching to catch...
And
drag her through the window from the other car.
Yeah. And frankly, they're right. Who needs Toby and Andrew? Next tweet is from John Peel at Yegor.
It's crack-a-lackin' Yegor.
Says, Cal.
Yeah.
Martin Freeman is the guy you're thinking of.
Cool, more context, please.
This is the problem whenever we do the tweets, is that we people don't reference we last week, and I'm sure the listeners know what we spoke about last week, but I just, like, my brain, like, anything that happens on air goes into redundant memory and is deleted.
To the point where we can have a completely separate conversation about the movie, completely rehashing everything we said before, and actually understand it, because we're listening to each other properly, and not just thinking of the next thing we have to say.
Correct. But yeah, Cal, Martin Freeman is who you're thinking of right now.
I doubt it. he's not, I don't know, man.
The next tweet's another one from Flint Monkey.
Okay.
It says, you claimed that there are no redeemable characters in Scott Pilgrim, which means you completely forgot about young Neil. What did he do to deserve such rejection?
Young Neil's a bit of an asshole.
Is he?
No, he's fine.
He's just a bit quiet.
Well, he's oblivious and not very good at anything. Like he's not very good at anything.
He's good at the bass.
He's better than Scott at being Scott. Like he's better than Scott at everything Scott claims to be good at.
Yeah, true.
Including seducing
knives.
Yeah.
Punched her so hard, her highlights came out.
God damn it.
Anyway.
You seen this girl? Yes, that's Ramona Flowers.
We can't devolve into Scott Pilgrim quotes, Cal.
We can and we will.
Eggs and milk, bitch.
Dance. I don't know. you'll never do this to her. When he touched the back of her knee and she cumsplodes into...
Yeah, that was fucking weird, eh?
Remember in the first 10 minutes of the podcast where we mentioned cumsplosions? Yeah, that was great.
Good movie. At Riley is Good has tweeted saying, Hot Fuzz is one of my all-time favorite movies, I think.
Fair enough.
But Shaun of the Dead is up there and has a lot more charm. I at least really like all of Edgar Wright's movies. Shaun of the Dead probably does have more charm than Hot Fuzz. Just in, like, the low-budgetness of it. But Hot Fuzz is also, I don't know, man, advanced cycling.
Like, if Shaun of the Dead feels like a bit of a straight-out-of-uni project, and that if it had people in it who looked a bit younger, it probably wouldn't have even gotten made.
Yeah, I mean, it had some good names in it, and, you know, but it was, like, Edgar Wright's proving ground. He already proved himself with Spaced, but, like, that was his proving ground in the cinematic world.
Mm.
And, like, you know, it's a pretty good first, like, big outing.
Mm.
I know he made Fistful of Fingers, or whatever, yeah. Whatever his first film was called, but that didn't even get a release, so that doesn't count. The next tweet from Riley says, because of limited screenings, I had to choose between Last Night in Soho and French Dispatch. So I haven't seen Soho yet. Fair enough. And will not be able to listen to your presumably spoilery thoughts on it.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct. Very spoilery, Riley. Very.
Yeah.
Could I just get a yay or nay from you?
Yay.
Yeah, yay from me too. Yeah. It's not funny, really. It has some funny bits.
John's funny.
John is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got some funny bits, but it is a bit more serious, but it's still very much an Edgar Wright movie.
Yeah.
And I think is as good as Baby Driver in different ways.
Yeah.
Great. That's the end of the tweets. Also, what was Dispatch? French Dispatch Light. I don't think that's even released here yet.
I don't even know what that is.
Wes Anderson.
I haven't seen any Wes Anderson films, I'm pretty sure.
Moonrise Kingdom?
No.
Really?
Yep.
I feel like that'd be something you'd like.
Maybe. People keep telling me,
I know
about
Cal.
Wes Anderson.
I know, Cal, people tell you to like, that no. You'll probably like something, okay. And therefore you don't want to watch it.
I hear people saying, white people like Wes Anderson, and I'm like, okay, I don't know what that means.
I mean, it's mostly white people in it. That's probably the one criticism I've heard of his movies, is they're not exactly particularly diverse, but... even like he made, what's that movie with the dogs? Isle of Dogs.
Which looked pretty fun. And I've seen a lot of memes from that.
Fun's not the word I would have actually used to describe that movie.
Okay.
But yeah.
It looks stylistically interesting.
It is stylistically interesting. But it also is not a particularly diverse cast considering it. Well, it's when I say not diverse, it's mostly white people, which considering it's set in Japan, it's kind of odd.
I mean, it's set in an island off of China, isn't it? It's not.
No, a lot of it's set on it's like a fictitious version of Japan, I'm pretty sure.
Right, where there's nobody, no living humans, just dogs.
Well, no.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna say, you clearly know nothing. Trailer from years ago.
The dogs are all, so there's a disease and all the dogs got the disease and they could pass it to humans and humans then get the disease. So all the dogs are put on a trash island to live as trash dogs.
Cool.
Bad for the dogs.
Sure, but it sounds like a Saturday morning cartoon where it's relatively whimsical.
Yes, except for all the dead dogs.
Okay, I see.
Anyway, let's...
I didn't realize it was killing the dog.
Well, I mean, they don't give them food or anything. It's a trash island, Cal.
That sounds like a lot of food that dogs would like.
You like eating trash, Cal?
You ever seen a dog in a bin? They're having a great time.
I mean, I guess. Put you in a bin and see how you like it.
Yeah, I wouldn't, because I'm a person.
You're a dog, Cal.
No, because the whole point of bins is that's the stuff that I didn't want,
Cal. You're a little bitch. So you like trash islands, I assume.
What the fuck, man? Do you have any more tweets or am I playing
No,
music?
That's it. I told you.
Alright, cool. Play the music. Hello and welcome to the Video Shop Podcast about what you're watching, maybe. I'm your host, Cal.
I'm your other host, Sam, and today... Venom 2. Let there be carnage. Which is what he said at the end of the last movie.
Yeah, he said there's gonna be carnage. When I get out, there's gonna be carnage.
Well, that should have been the title. It should have been called Venom 2. There's gonna be, when I get out of there, there's gonna be the carnage, baby. What the title should have been.
Venom 2, here's the carnage.
Here's the carnage. Venom 2, carnage is in this one.
Carnage.
Give us your money.
So they did say, I'm pretty sure, at the end of the movie, like in the church fight scene, let there be carnage, and I'm like, hey, that's the name of the movie. But it doesn't make any sense, and I'm pretty sure he just says it.
I think the line is, he's like, hello, I am Venom 2, let there be carnage.
Yeah.
That's what that's the line, right? He says that at the end of the movie.
Like in The Last James Bond, where the actual line is, no, time to die. I love it. So good.
Well, it's one of those things where, you know,
in Back to the Future 2, you know, the Doc runs around the corner. He's like, Marty, I sent you Back to the Future Part 2. How are you back again?
God damn it. So.
Yes.
Venom
2. Spoilers. Even though it came out everywhere like a month ago.
Mm. I watched both of these movies yesterday.
Yes.
Because I didn't realize that both of these movies go for an hour and a half. The runtime for Venom 1 says 1 hour 50 minutes. It ends at 1 hour like 27, and then there's like 30 minutes of credits.
Fuck, that's a lot of credits.
I assume it's every Chinese province that was involved or whatever, like all of their shit.
Oh, they did have a lot of
Mm.
Fuck, I forget how much I hate Venom 1. I forgot about that side plot. It's so fucking stupid.
There's not a lot of it, but she goes hopping around.
Well, it's just dumb.
It is a bit dumb.
It's just all dumb.
And I keep missing the bit where Riot makes it to the US and infects
Elon Musk.
Not Jake Gyllenhaal. He gives me Jake Gyllenhaal vibes, and I don't know why.
But he's Elon Musk.
Yeah.
The fictitious character, yeah. Elon Musk.
Yeah. Goo Batman.
Yeah. Venom 2, though.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Look, I thought so. Partly because it does lean into the stuff that worked.
Yeah.
From the first one.
Which, the thing is, I didn't like the first one for a couple of reasons. One, it's stupid and boring. and that's actually all the reasons.
I know. I defend Venom 1 from such heinous accusations.
But you're right. The stuff that works in Venom 1, which I think the stuff that works is actually the silliness.
Mm.
Even though I didn't like that when first watching it, because I expected, like, Venom.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have expected that because it's not connected to Spider-Man. It was never going to be proper Venom. Mm. But then this one, they're like, we're just going to have a silly fun time. And I'm like, and it's only going to be 90 minutes.
And remember that? And Dan's love here. That. Everybody likes Dan. And
yeah.
And Anne's here. Everybody likes Anne.
Yeah.
And
they seem like they actually had character in this one.
Yeah.
And I don't remember any character trait of Anne in the last one.
Yeah.
Other than ex-girlfriend. Current wife.
She's ex-fiancé.
That's it.
She's pretty supportive and really wants to help Eddie the whole time.
Right.
And Venom... Okay, my headcanon is that Venom is taking on personality traits from Eddie throughout the movie, and that's why he gets warm on Earth, and he likes Anne straight away, is that he's in Eddie's brain, and so Eddie sees Anne and gets all, like, lovey-dovey hormones in him. So Venom's like, oh, I like her, immediately. Like, there's some things going on there. None of that's explicitly said.
No, but I would assume that's true.
But, yeah, it's one of those, like, I'm justifying it with headcanon, that means it's bad writing.
Yeah, no one ever said Venom 2 was well written, but...
So this was... I was talking about Venom 1, but
Yes, that is poorly written. Very, in fact.
So, there's mutants in
this world? Yeah, there's just another superpowered person. And they're like, she's... It's Black Canary.
Yeah.
From the DC films.
Well, so, she's a... Like, that is a comic character. That is a character that's normally connected to Cassidy.
If you say so.
But apparently she's normally got, like, telekinetic powers and a bunch of other things
as
well, and then the shrieking thing is just one thing.
The one thing with this movie is, though, right?
Mm.
Why was she in it?
Yeah, she really didn't do anything.
Why was the cop guy in it?
Because he's going to be Toxin. He's, like, symbiote guy. No, remember, his eyes started glowing, and he...
Oh, yeah! And I expected them to explain something
about that. They didn't do anything about that. No, and now he's in a different universe.
So it doesn't matter.
I assume he goes back, but who knows?
I assume he's not sticking around in the MCU.
Maybe he is, though.
Spoilers for the end credit scene of Venom, but he ends up in the MCU universe because he sees Tom Holland on the TV.
Mm.
Maybe Tom Holland ends up in his own universe at the end of No Way Home.
Mm.
Like, it's Sony's way of taking the character back softly,
and
then they make their own movies disconnected from the MCU.
Maybe. I'd be down with that.
I'd be fine with that at this point. People are like, oh, Sony's terrible. Sony only makes bad things. But what they seem to be forgetting is Sony actually made the last three Spider-Man movies. Like, Kevin Feige, you know, Feige was a producer, but, you know, Sony was still the guys that made it.
Like, even if they didn't, right?
And they made Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is the best Spider-Man movie.
And the first Spider-Man trilogy.
Which is mostly good. And I'm looking around to make sure I like The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's pretty all right. It's totally fine. It just came too soon after the first one. That was all.
Amazing Spider-Man 2 just came right at Marvel's height. Right at Marvel Studios' height. And didn't stick the landing. Like, if it had come out before the MCU was a thing.
Well, it wouldn't have tried to be starting a multiverse for one.
True, but it would have been pretty interesting if it, like... Yeah. Just setting up the Sinister Six isn't necessarily a problem. Everyone seems to think it's a problem because, oh, well, they're just doing the MCU, but not as good.
I'm fine with setting up the Sinister Six.
Yeah, it's like, that's not the MCU. I have a problem with it being, just more villains.
Here are all the cabinets. Here are all the villains.
Yeah, exactly. It's the way they did it.
Come in. You get the arm backpack. You get the wing backpack.
Yeah.
You get the...
Yeah.
The scorpion tail backpack.
You get the goo backpack. You become Venom.
Yeah, that was the problem. With that was poor execution rather than a poor idea. Mm. But also, there is stuff in that movie that worked. Yeah. When dying is genuinely upsetting.
Yeah, it is.
Spoilers for Amazing Spider-Man 2. That scene is all, like, actually, that fight with the goblin, pretty good.
Yeah.
Even though that goblin is somehow worse than the Power Rangers one.
Well, and comes out at, like, it comes out at 2 hours into the movie.
Yeah.
Like, out of nowhere, just does that and then leaves. Like, what's the point
of this? That's the thing. The amazing... Well, and that opening sequence where he's, like, trying to, like, stop the...
Mm.
You've got what's-his-name in the truck, like, laughing like a lunatic.
Yeah.
All those police cars, like, piling up. That's a great sequence.
Paul Giamatti is the
right Paul Giamatti. Yeah. I like the electro scene in Times Square.
Yeah.
Like, it's a series of good scenes interconnected by absolute fucking nonsense.
Yeah. We're also not like, talking about I Amazing still like Spider-Man.
Garfield and Emma Stone.
Yeah, they have good chemistry.
I always thought that the Venom movies should have just tied into that universe.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know why they didn't. Yeah. Like, have the MCU Spider-Man and have the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man going at the same time. Like, bring him into Venom 3. Make it Venom versus Spider-Man.
But also, Andrew Garfield basically playing the villain. Like, not understanding what Venom's trying to do, and he's trying to do a good boy thing, and he's getting his ass kicked by Andrew Garfield, and then they team up at the end. Great.
Fight.
Yeah, for whoever. Doesn't matter.
I was going to say Carnage, but...
Fuck it. Galactus.
Why not?
I mean, you can't.
No, do it. Cowards. They won't do it.
Soft. But yeah, like, you could do that shit. Like, I don't know why... I mean, I know why they didn't, because Sony made basically nothing but garbage for half a decade and shut down their whole industry.
Did they?
I think so, yeah.
Except they didn't.
That's what I remember. But everyone was talking about, it's only a matter of time before Disney just buys Sony.
Except the thing is, Sony gets a real bad rap for some reason.
Mm.
Like, they made some bad movies. Like, every studio doesn't fucking do that.
Yeah.
But, like, for every, 2016 Ghostbusters, which isn't even the worst movie ever made, it's just fine.
It's just, the only reason people hate that movie is because it's Ghostbusters.
Yeah, like, and, yeah. It needs, a better edit would have elevated that movie to actually good. But they fucked it in the editing room. But for every fine Ghostbusters, there's a 21 Jump Street.
Yeah. But like, for every 21 Jump Street, there's a Men in Black International.
For every Men in Black International, there's a 22 Jump Street.
I honestly can't keep doing this. I have no idea. But Venom, right?
Yeah, but and also Venom's a, like, you know... I didn't like the first Venom, but people are like, Sony's going to go under. People really like the first Venom. Think it's all right.
The action was unique. The thing I didn't like the most is Tom Hardy with his slurry, shitty accent.
I love Tom Hardy.
Everybody seems to love Tom Hardy. He's the worst part of these movies.
I think he's great. Like, I think it's so funny.
The thing that sold me on him in the end, because I'm a big dumb bum idiot man who doesn't fucking think about anything, is that, like, halfway through Venom 2, I realized that it's Tom Hardy doing both voices of Eddie and Venom.
Is it?
It is.
I knew that. You're an idiot. Yeah.
So, because of that, right, I'm now picturing this whole thing as, like, Tom Hardy in a room sitting there having a conversation with himself.
Very funny.
And the voice of Venom, the back and forth that they seem to have, works really well. Oh, when
I'm
it's
sorry. I'm sorry. I broke your nose. Let me heal it so I can break it again.
Man, so dumb. Eat the chickens. I can't. Sonny and Cher are best friends.
I liked how dumb it was.
It was so
fun. It was just dumb fun. And making breakfast
for him.
And it was just awful.
There you go, buddy.
Awful.
Eat that. Come here.
Yeah, he's like wingman in him. It's like, I'll cheer you up, pal. And then he just fucks off to like a rave.
Yeah, and becomes gay icon Venom, which is fine by me.
Very
he's
funny.
He's out of the Eddie closet now.
Very funny. And that's all right.
Well, and like, I just, because I liked the rom-com elements of this, partly because the elements work better in this than they do in a normal rom-com. Like, the misunderstanding, like, thing that makes, like, the dumb reason they break up and get back together later
on
is that, like, is actually that they are two completely different biological organisms that can't coexist in a peaceful way. Like, it is really hard to do what they're trying to do. So then breaking up seems totally natural. And him, like, going through the people...
Ross and Rachel should not be together. Them getting together at the end of Friends is a tragedy.
Yeah, Rachel and Joey for the win.
People hated it. But, it makes more sense. People only hated it because the writers didn't do it well. They undercut it. Anyway, don't make me rant about
Also, Friends is bad. All the Friends is bad.
Friends is, like, it has its place in the sitcom world.
Sitcoms are bad. I think I just don't like sitcoms.
Community's the best sitcom.
It is, but it's not a sitcom. It's a series of parodies of other things.
Including sitcoms.
Correct. But yeah, so Venom.
What's a Venom?
It's Tom Hardy with a sock puppet. Punching himself in the face repeatedly.
I wish that was how they shot it. Honestly, that's how he does the script
reading.
Yeah.
All around the table, he's like...
I would watch that.
Rolling down the street like a toad in the wind.
So funny.
You know what? Fuck it. Just eat. Ah, oh, so dumb.
They found a way to get sexy Venom in there again.
Which I'm always down for.
I'm against that.
Look, fuck you. stop kink shaming me. Look, I think they took everything that worked from the previous movie. Anything that was in this movie from the previous movie, something that worked.
Yeah, fair enough.
Including
I like
Femnum?
Gross. Yeah, sexy Venom.
You know what we haven't talked about, though, in the whole, like...
Carnage.
Yeah.
Well, I was just about to start, but you fucking kept interrupting me with Lady Venom.
Femnum.
Female Venom. terrible.
Yeah.
I
guess we're moving on to things that didn't work for us, because we listed a bunch of things that did, and Carnage didn't come up once.
I like Carnage. I liked Woody... Honestly, there wasn't much I didn't like about this movie. Even the lady, the sexy Lady Venom was fine. Woody Harrelson just, he's like, I've brought some ham with me to set.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I put it in every scene?
I'm going to
say. And Andy Serkis was like, you know what's funny? I brought my own ham. Let's put it all in the scene.
I'm just going to like hang ham on all the scenery and you can just chew on it. The whole time, like, just...
And Woody Harrelson just, he's sucking on that ham, baby. Just, he's taking it in his mouth and he's just giving it a gentle...
So, some of the criticism I've heard of this is that, basically, you can't do Carnage in PG-13.
Who cares?
Look, and I somewhat agree, because I was in it for gay icon Venom, I was in it for big sexy female Venom, I was in it for... Sonny and Cher the Chickens. I'm in it for the dumb rom-com shit.
What about the dumb rom-com? This happens in dumb rom-coms too, but the bit where Carnage puts his tongue down someone's throat until they're dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
should happen in more rom-coms. Nah. But the Carnage himself and the way all that worked and the whole, I just wanted to be your friend, Eddie. Like, there's a bunch of shit there that doesn't work.
Nah, but you see, that's fine. Because the line immediately after is from Venom going, fuck this guy. the thing is, like, I didn't like that line until they had the following line, because I'm like, yeah, that's just highlighting how bullshit, like, you know, Carnage's perspective is on this.
Yeah, and that this guy's...
really gross when he ate the Carnage goo. That was very unpleasant.
That was very unpleasant, and I don't think that makes any sense.
Why?
Because none of it makes any sense.
No, because he bit him while he was human, and a bit of his blood became... Does that mean if he just cuts himself, lots of little kind of just drop out.
I mean, or... okay. My assumption is that, like, that's a bit of Venom that needs to, like, sit in somebody and grow into its own symbiote over time.
You could also argue it wasn't activated until...
The
lethal injection.
Yeah.
I found it... The governor of California is reinstating the death penalty just for this guy.
Just for this one guy. I was like,
nope. Newsom!
Well, because it's also... Yeah, it's like, you either reinstate the death penalty or you fucking don't. Like,
yeah,
it's either okay to kill people because they've done something really bad, or it's not.
Yes.
But only a Sith deals in absolutes.
And so. I would never say anything political on this podcast.
Ever.
Ever. But...
But...
Maybe don't use capital punishment.
But what if that person is a big scary goo man who's going to kill everybody and just wants to kill everybody?
Big scary goo man.
Mm. Like, he's got red goo body and tentacles and shoot knives.
We have arrested him, assuming the goo man was the person that did all the killing and it wasn't actually the goo man in the end.
That's fair enough,
and we've got him on under false
Who's the monsters evidence. Now? He's terrorized our town for 50 years.
Evil dies tonight.
See, that's what happens when we resort to capital punishment. We become as poorly written as fucking Halloween Kills.
When we resort to capital punishment, we become the monsters.
This is one of the most off-topic episodes we've ever done.
We're just excited to be in the same room again, Cal.
A little bit, staring into each other's eyes, talking about Fem Venom.
Can't wait to go back to remote recording. Bring on lockdown 7, baby!
Omicron! fuck.
Yeah.
We're going to listen back to this episode in the next lockdown like, fuck you guys!
Posse!
You didn't touch wood, you fuck!
So stupid.
Speaking of stupid, yeah, Venom.
The movie Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
Yeah.
I like the bit where he broke out of the prison. That's the thing. I don't care. It was violent enough for me. Like, it's still just a superhero movie. There was plenty of heads getting bitten off. Like,
what I wanted, because this movie is half an hour shorter than the average superhero movie.
Great. Oh, so good.
I love that too. But if it was going to be half an hour longer, and that was spent with, like, a first interaction where Carnage just gets away, but Cassidy is just wrecking an entire town. Like, he's got a whole city hostage, and he's just like, yeah, he needs to be stopped. Like, villain plot number one. That would also have been fine, and I would have been cool with it. And if there was a bit more blood in that, and if it was if that was MA rated or whatever, I think all of those things would have made this slightly more enjoyable. That being said, I really liked being able to watch two Venom movies in the same amount of time it normally takes me to watch Endgame.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I love the length. Mm. I love it how, like, it's just what it is and there's no fat.
Mm.
I really liked Dan.
Mm. He's very fun. Good.
Fun character to have in there.
Andy Serkis directed this.
Yeah.
Did he have anything to do with the first one?
No, I don't think so.
Because I just... that. When his name came up at the end, I just laughed. I just didn't know how to respond to that
because at all. He also directed the best movie ever made, Mowgli, Legend of the Jungle.
Mm. Bob's favourite film.
Bob's absolute favourite film. He probably won't listen to this, so he won't know the absolute slander
that was.
But maybe I'll just say, hey, Bob, there's a little treat in the latest episode for you. I think you'll like it. Give it an odd listen, Bob. Give it a listen.
Because I don't know, man. Like, I don't know anything about Andy Serkis' directing style besides Mowgli, which is fine.
To be clear, I don't think it's the best movie ever made, Mowgli Legend of the Jungle.
No.
I think it's the best version of Jungle Book ever made.
That's not true.
It's also not. It might be the worst one because I do really like the Jon Favreau one and the original animated one. So it's at least the third, and it's still pretty good.
I was going to say, there's 100 of these fucking movies. Like, Mowgli's Jungle Book is one of the most adapted things.
Mowgli's at least top 5.
Mm. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not a bad hit rate. But they really just don't do enough with Shriek.
Yeah, whatever, man. I think I was just in this for dumb.
Mm.
And I wanted to be over quickly.
Yeah.
And that was, and I got the, my two wishes from that. So I was pretty, pretty pleased. Because everything I think you are talking about is what I wanted from the first one. And when I didn't get it, this second one, I went in with the expectation of, you know, the first one. And I, you know, enjoyed it. And at least I can tell the difference between the two baddies in this one.
Yeah.
I think that final fight in the church was all set up pretty well. And was pretty entertaining to watch. I thought Shriek was going to, since her, you know, her power literally stops them, I thought was going to have more to do with it.
I thought, no, I just assumed she was going to save Cletus Kasady from
Venom.
Carnage, yeah.
Or Carnage, yeah.
Yeah, like that she was going to just like pull him out of him and run away together. Because that's what I thought was going to happen, that like the villains weren't going to die.
Yeah.
But then they kill them both. I mean, I guess she gets trapped under a bell.
She could be alive, but she's definitely crushed to death.
Yeah, she's almost definitely dead. Which is just a shame. And it's like, I know that Venom is now in the MCU, and I imagine that that's like, there's two ways that's going to go. It's either permanent.
Do you think he's going to be in No Way Home?
Yes. He's what's fighting the lizard.
That's an interesting theory.
That may, like, because we
you
might
think get they're a, doing Venom as a good guy?
Look, Tobey Maguire might not have said yes. Andrew Garfield might not have said yes. Tom Hardy said yes, didn't he?
Of course he did. Yeah. Tom Hardy will do anything.
Yeah.
He did these two movies.
And look, I think Andrew Garfield would say yes. And I think Tobey Maguire might say, the thing look, is, I would love to, but no.
The thing is, at this point, like, both of them have sort of confirmed. Someone, like, shouted at Andrew Garfield, like, are you in the new Spider-Man? Like, at a premiere thing. And he kind of looked at them shocked. He goes, and then just, like, walks away. Like, he gives the tiniest little smirk and nod. Like,
I hope that came through in the recording.
my, like...
just, like, the silence with the right amount of time. Yeah, my response was enough for people to tell. That's very funny.
And apparently someone asked Tobey Maguire in a park, and he just winked at them and walked away.
I mean, that, look, if anybody, like, if I was a big movie star, and that, and, like, even if I wasn't in it, that's what I would do. I'd just be like,
honestly, know, though,
who
like,
knows?
And if you're going to do a big team up, like, do a big team up. Emma Stone, Spider-Gwen.
Absolutely needs to happen. If not, because she was voiced by Hayley Steinfeld?
What?
In Into the Spider-Verse, she was voiced by Hayley Steinfeld?
Yeah.
Yeah, do that. Get her in the suit.
Well, she's already on the payroll. She's in the MCU.
Yeah.
From a different universe.
Yeah.
But do Emma Stone, though, because this would be, like, a good chance to have, like, a one-off Emma Stone getting, like, a sort of redemption from... Not a redemption, but, like, it would be nice to have Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man, see, you know, Gwen Stacy from another universe and vice versa. That would be fun. They won't do it.
I think if they're going to do Spider-Gwen, they want it to be somebody super marketable they can use again, and maybe they wouldn't have Emma Stone for that.
Well, that, I think, would be a one-off. I don't think Emma Stone's going to jump on for a long term.
Exactly. That'd be why it wouldn't be her.
Yeah.
But for this, in a multiverse thing where you can definitely just throw in a different Spider-Gwen, that's fine too.
Yeah. Also, just on another side note, while we're down a huge Spider-Man tangent, I think I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Just none of these people could be in Spider-Man, and I would be absolutely fine with it.
Yeah.
If Charlie Cox's Daredevil's in it.
God damn it.
And if he's not, I'm going to be disappointed no matter how many Spider-Men show up at the end.
He's not going to be in.
Because all I want, Cal, is a continuation of that universe. Because season 3 of Daredevil...
It was good.
So good. Did you watch it?
No. But you keep telling me.
But you should watch it.
But also,
because
Jessica Jones is good and Luke Cage is good. Iron Fist, not good.
I never finished Luke Cage. Jessica Jones was good, but as much as I loved all of them, Daredevil was still like the best one across... Jessica Jones was also probably just as good, but...
But
Jessica season
Jones
3 of Daredevil was so good. Charlie Cox's Daredevil was so good. Fisk, so good. Bring him in.
Yeah.
There's rumors he's going to be in Hawkeye.
I mean, that would be funny.
Would be really great, too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Like, what's D'Onofrio doing these days? Nothing. Get him in there.
Nothing. He's got the time.
Yeah.
Probably needs a paycheck.
Okay, because what you do is you start the, like, multiverse thing. Because actually we're going to get, from everybody's perspective, like, their moment when their universe shifted into the MCU's universe, like we got at the end of Venom. So I hope that we get Spider-Man fighting that Wilson Fisk, and then he's like swinging a punch, and then the universe changes, and he just punches some old lady in the face.
Oh, yeah.
What? And then he's just like, oh, no, where am I? What happened? Who are you? How did you do the Fisk? What are you doing?
Oh, yeah, cool, but man.
This guy's thought that'd be fine. That's
nice. They're in the same universe, though.
I mean, just whoever it is. Like, just any Spider-Man from that. I don't know, man. Because, like, you can put that. Because there hasn't been the Kingpin in any of the other Spider-Man movies. I mean, unless you count Ben Affleck's Daredevil.
Which I do not.
Which had a Kingpin in it.
It did.
Yeah. But yeah, not Vincent D'Onofrio.
You know what none of those things had in them, though?
Venom.
Venom, yep.
This...
So you think he is going to show up in No Way Home?
Absolutely. Like, no way. Because
I was wondering if maybe, like,
it'd be Multiverse of Madness instead.
I was thinking, like I was saying, Sony's setting up to bring Spidey into their own universe and have the next Spider-Man movie be Spider-Man versus Venom.
Mm.
Like, separate to the MCU somewhat.
I think what's going to happen is he's going to be...
I think it's more likely he'll be in No Way Home.
He'll be in No Way Home. But I think you might be right, though, that Tom Holland's Spider-Man might end up, like, universe hopping for a little bit. And
why not?
Because then he can come back to the MCU if he wants to. He just needs a flux capacitor or something.
Yep.
And I can't remember what Captain Jack's watch version thing is called.
The Vortex Manipulator.
Vortex Manipulator. Or something that actually travels between universes, because both of those things...
Neither of those things do that.
That's right. Portal gun. There we go. He just needs a Rick and Morty portal gun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was like, I thought portal, and I was like, I think that's even less distance than a TARDIS. I think you're more likely to do...
Every time you go through a portal in that game, it's another universe. So when you do that thing where you, like, get a heap of momentum, hundreds of universes. And every time you leave one, you're just setting them on fire.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Anyway, this is being measured in beats, so I have no idea how long we've been recording for.
Why didn't you change it to time?
I didn't know I could, man. I haven't had a...
How many beats have we got?
Well, we've done 1,153.
That seems like a lot.
That does seem like a lot. I have no idea. The time is like 6, so I have no idea when we started recording this.
Me either. It could have been like 20 minutes.
Let's just keep going.
We haven't spoken about Venom that much.
Not that much. I think that there's potential here, and I just want a little bit more. Like we've said about other things, good place to be. Like that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the end credits was fun because, I mean, I already knew, like, because the movie came out months ago, it got super leaked. Like I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like someone filmed it in a cinema and uploaded it to Twitter.
Fucking MatPat in Film Theory spoiled the post-credit scene for me.
Bastard.
I know, right? And it's like, if there's one person who's got the whole fucking writing team down there to sit down and go, hang on, Venom hasn't been released in Australia yet. Maybe let's not put this, like, spoiler line in there. They apparently don't. Fucking Americans. Anyway.
Matt messaged me.
And your he was Matt, like, not Matt.
My Matt. Matt. Yeah, my Matt.
You got a message from the Matthew Patrick.
Yes. My friend, Matthew Patrick. No, my friend at Fleet Monkey.
Yeah.
Messaged me. And he was like, have you heard about the leaked end credits scene? And I was like, no, but I don't care. He's like, are you sure? Because, and I was like, he was like, I wish I didn't know. And you will wish you didn't know if I send it to you. I'm like, just send it to me.
Yeah.
So he sent me the link to it. I watched it. I'm like, you're right. I wish I didn't know.
Because I was just looking for that the whole time.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so surely there's going to be some kind of weird scientific interdimensional travel, like... agency. Spotlight. Yeah, like the Life Institute is working on that instead of space travel now or something like that. Yeah, and it's not, they're just like lying on a bed together, like talking to each other like a cute couple would.
I like the scene on that. They literally like are sitting on the beach to a sunset at the end of the movie.
Man, it was
with his
funny.
Gross venom toes in the sand.
It was funny to watch the shitty, dank, like ass hotel room turn into something like bright and colourful as they came into the MCU. Like
that feels intentional. I like the dude who was just in there too.
Yeah, so what are you doing in my room, dude? What are you doing? Get out of my room. Yeah, okay, I'm Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Tom Hardy. Oh, God damn it.
It's kind of crazy that they're bringing, like, I like it. So this is exactly what I want now, right?
Yeah.
I know people are like, the MCU's quality and, you know, Sony makes bad films. I fundamentally don't agree with that.
Yeah.
I think Disney buying Sony would be a horrible thing for the film industry.
Yes.
But I don't care about the MCU being quality.
No.
anymore.
No.
We got Endgame. Yep. That's the arc.
We're done.
Now, everything they make needs to be fucking weird shit.
Yeah.
It needs to be weird, dumb, stupid, fun. I don't, like, Eternals wasn't fun, but it was dumb, and I liked it. There's spoilers for Eternals. There was a giant spaceman came out of the ocean.
Yeah, and it wasn't fun.
It wasn't fun.
But it was
interesting.
It was ponderous, morally grey, with good characters, probably too many characters.
And a bit dumb.
Yeah, and a lot dumb, but yeah it,
but like, I liked that. That's what I want.
Totally. And like, because... like,
and I want No Way Home to be ridiculous nonsense that's impossible to follow if you don't watch all the Spider-Man movies.
Absolutely.
Great.
But also, this shit can't go on forever.
No.
Movies are fundamentally going to be a lot shorter. Like, because you can't just reboot.
Well, you
like,
say that, but Spider-Man No Way Home is like 3 fucking hours long.
Fuck. But also, like, okay, that is forever. but like, they'll never recast Iron Man. They should. But they never will.
Not for a while, at least.
Not for a long ass time, and even then, probably not. I don't.
They'll
think
do Ironheart. Yeah, which I'm cool with. Ironheart. Like, well, they are doing Ironheart.
That's the point of setting up all these characters in the comic universe, is to get people used to them to give it a legacy. Whereas like DC is like, oh no, here's like this guy was Robin, then this guy was Robin, then this guy was Robin, then this guy was Robin. Like it goes on forever.
But make the movies now and the shows, make them like the comics. Make them dumb, idiotic nonsense that you can't follow if you haven't watched every single second of the MCU.
God damn.
Do it! Coward! I don't care, do it! Like, you did Endgame. That experiment of that first, 12 years?
Yeah.
Rousing success.
Yeah.
Now do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Just don't do boring shit.
Yeah. But like... if you're going to do self-contained things, like, because if there was a movie series that was Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, Daredevil, like, if they just did a movie series instead of those Netflix shows again.
I would love that.
Like, and that all built to one thing, and so, like, if you followed all those, it would make sense. That's also fine. But, like, we're going to get to the point where it's too tangled and hard to follow.
Yep.
Like, that's just an inevitability with time. So, let's try not to do that. Like, let things be somewhat self-contained.
Yep.
I don't know, man. Like, you can't do this forever, though.
No, you can't. Absolutely.
So, like, it's okay to let the MCU die at some point. And then it's okay to reboot it with new characters. And if we never get X-Men in the MCU as we know it, we've got to wait for the next soft reboot, the next time they recast Captain America and Iron Man, that's fine.
Or just throw it all in. Like, that's the thing, too. Just bring it in. Just... hey, there are mutants here now. Cool, whatever. I don't care. Like, just do it. Do whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just like...
And do the whole mutant thing for an entire arc. Do that for fucking 20 movies.
Do it.
Yeah.
Great. Do it. Oh, I mean, do Avengers vs. X-Men, though. Surely.
I mean, I get... I don't
that
know
was a comic run.
Yeah, but I don't know why those two groups of people would not like each other.
Well, Cal. Racism.
I see.
Because they're filthy mutants.
But isn't Hulk a filthy mutant?
No, mutants are born that way.
Oh, I see. So isn't Scarlet Witch a filthy mutant?
Yes, actually in the comics she is.
Yeah, I mean, I know she is, but...
yeah,
but
idiot.
Isn't that going to like mess with things now?
In the MCU, she also was made by the Mind Stone.
Yeah, is she an Avenger or is she a mutant?
An Avenger. Well, but that's the thing. In the comics, there's like some who have allegiances to both. And it's like, who do they choose?
Look, and I'm down
with
that.
I'm also just like, what? I'm also mostly like... it doesn't.
Look, what I want the most is a good version of Marvel Zombies.
They're making that.
They're
making a Marvel Zombies show for Netflix animated series.
Yeah. No, yeah. If it's anything like the What If, I'm not here for it.
I was going to say, hopefully it is, that was like a testing ground, and this is like a, here is the Marvel Zombies from the comics. But
so I want that, and I want...
I want Ash from Evil Dead in it.
I want Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe.
That'd be great.
Because, like, especially, right, if they got Hugh Jackman back for one more thing...
Disney could do it too.
Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe would be the thing I'd want to see. Not even necessarily as just, like, him killing Wolverine.
Just give him a blank check, Disney.
Yeah, just do it. But, like, I don't even think to have Deadpool kill Wolverine. That's not what I want. I want they're pitted off against each other by some crazy interdimensional being. to kill as many people in the universe as they can. If they do, they get one wish granted or something done.
That would be dumb.
Yeah. So so I want to see them competing to kill.
But I am excited by what Marvel is doing, because they are like, here's a bunch of just like the movies that are coming. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Sorry, I mean Spider-Man No Way Home.
Mm.
Multiverse of Madness.
Mm.
Thor Love and Thunder. Mm. Like, you know, we're getting the Marvels, which sounds like it's going to be fun. Mm. Black Panther 2. Like, nearly everything, it looks like it's going to be super fun. And then you got, like, they're doing, like, a Fantastic Four. They're doing a Blade, which means there are vampires in this universe.
Yeah.
You get a big old thumbs up from me. Like, there are just vampires now. Great.
And look, part of me is like, how the fuck are they going to manage that? But part of me is like, how are they going to manage that?
Yeah, that's me. That's the thing. At this point, just do whatever you want, man. I'll watch it. You got me.
Yeah.
You got me now. You got me in your pocket.
Yeah.
Marvel.
Man.
More accurately, you've got your hand in my pocket. Specifically, my wallet.
Strangling all the money out of it, wringing it out like a sponge.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much all. We've thoroughly not talked about Venom 2.
So the thing is, there's not actually a lot to talk about.
Because it's a short movie.
It is a short movie. There's not much like, it's mostly a bunch of fun set pieces.
Mm.
And they're fun. And there's not much to the characters except Venom and Tom Hardy. I like their spat and their reunion. Yeah, I say Tom Hardy because that's
who he is. He's not Eddie Brock. It's just Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Because the thing that tipped me off that it was Venom is that I'm pretty sure he says like a couple of words that Bane says.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, born in the darkness, molded by it, but with a little bit more grounded than Eddie Brock.
New York's Reckoning?
The Lethal Protector.
Very good.
We're going to need a cape.
No capes. How many beats we at now, Cal?
We're at 1,467, is that right? Have we gone down 100 beats?
Wait.
How do beats work? No, I think we've gone up.
How many musical beats are in a minute?
I mean, this is going to depend on your beats per minute.
What are beats per minute and what can BPM tell you?
We should just stop this recording. We are thoroughly off topic. Tweet us at Video Shop Pod. What did you think of
Venom 2? There's Carnage now.
Yeah. but not anymore because he's dead.
He's dead, yeah. That was the title.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He like drilled a puppy's head as a boy.
Yeah. I was happy to see him go, honestly. Bit of a fucked up bloke.
Yeah.
He's like, he's playing this whole simp, like, mummy and daddy beat me. And I'm like,
that's the bit you left out.
Like, of the story where you murdered everything from your childhood.
Everyone you've ever known, bruh. Except for this one girl.
Yeah. Literally. You've tried to kill everyone.
Cletus Kasady kills the Marvel Universe.
Also, maybe you shouldn't have drawn down where you buried all the bodies, eh?
Yeah, but he's a nutbag.
Also, crazy.
Venom doing the drawing from memory is kind of cool.
Fucking stupid.
So dumb. It's the Bruce just, Almighty, like,
I extra stand speed. By this is budget upgrade.
Yeah.
Because that exact thing happened in Upgrade.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, exactly.
Yeah.
But Upgrade. Except
he did it more like a printer and not like Bruce Almighty with super speed.
It was like Bruce Almighty. Whereas, yeah, Upgrade was really well put together and carefully thought out and constructed.
And shot in Australia.
Melbourne, baby. Just like the first Ghost Rider.
It's super funny. Well, I should watch Ghost Rider. I haven't seen Ghost Rider.
We'll do a Ghost Rider episode.
We'll do MCU movies that are not MCU movies.
You mean Marvel movies.
Marvel movies that are not MCU
Marvel movies that aren't MCU movies is probably a pretty good topic. I've never watched Blade.
Me either. I've seen Trinity, kind of. It's been on in the
That's
room.
That's the one with Ryan Reynolds, attention. Isn't it?
Yeah.
I was going to say we could talk about the X-Men movies, but we've spoken about them at length.
Yeah.
But we could talk about Daredevil.
Yeah. Yeah, because we did, we've explicitly done, so it's got to be Marvel movies that are not Fox or MCU or Sony.
Sony, yes.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Done, lock it in.
Love it.
I think next week there's something else we need to do, though. Well,
Eric Banner's Hulk can make an appearance in this multiverse stuff, because that could be fun. Yes,
that would be
fun. He just needs to be Eric Banner's stupid face, just appearing at some point.
Oh my god, that Hulk's movie is so bad.
Three Hulks so having an arm wrestle would be funny.
What, with Vincent D'Onofrio, the original? No, that's not Vincent D'Onofrio. No, that's I've been thinking of.
Okay, because I was thinking Edward Norton, Mike Ruffalo, and Eric Bana, but throw in Lou Ferrigno.
But they're all in Hulk form. Yeah, Lou Ferrigno is just painted green.
Yeah, and he's just like a half the size of all the others.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think get Lou Ferrigno in and do like big CGI Hulk with him. Because fuck it, that'll be funny. And just have a bit where he's like mid-transformation and he looks like he did before. Yeah. For all the fans.
Good.
Yeah, and they all like duke it out. And they make a big crater from them all duking it out.
Great.
All Hulk smashing.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Next week might be. Are you excited for this one, Cal?
I have no idea what you might be saying. Is it Spider-Man?
It's Doctor Who.
Fuck you!
I think tomorrow, our time, where we're recording this, Monday, is the penultimate episode, which means next week is the ultimate episode, which means that's probably what we're going
to
do.
Which means I have to download all this shit tonight and watch it, probably.
It's all on iView. What do you mean you're not going to watch iView? No, it's fine. It's perfectly fine. You're going to go through that.
Totally reasonable.
It streams in HD even. You're going to you're going to go through the effort of downloading it just to not watch iView.
I mean, it's probably just as hard to download the app as it is to download the torrent.
Maybe.
Point is, I don't want to watch Doctor Who. I'm going to watch Doctor Who.
I was
going to
say, I don't care what you want, Cal. Our audience doesn't care what you want.
Apparently it's got trash reviews.
Yeah, I'm liking it, Cal. I've actually seen, honestly, mostly positive about this season compared to Chibnall overall. But also, you know, the reviews I've never got on, because Chibnall's first season was really badly reviewed. But I really liked that it was just a bunch of individual historical episodes.
Yeah.
Then his second season was really well reviewed, except for The Timeless Child, which I tended to agree with mostly. I think they had too many companions. That's something I really like in old school Doctor Who, where they had like four companions. I liked that. But they were telling stories across
about
2 hours.
There was no story about the companions. The closest thing was Yaz's crush on the Doctor.
Well, but that all aside, like it was time. Because one story in old Who's 2 hours. One story in new Who's 45 minutes. Maybe 80 if you're doing a two-parter.
Yeah.
There's just not the room for all those characters to get some room to shine.
But like when it was...
Which is why this new season I think is really good, because it's one story.
But when it was Ryan and his granddad dealing with the grief of losing his grandmother over the course of a whole season, good. When it's Yaz sort of likes the Doctor in a bit more than a romantic way.
I don't remember that. When did that happen?
That was the only reason why they had companions in the last season. Otherwise, it was all master bullshit.
That was only one episode.
All I remember is how fucking bad that last few episodes were.
The Timeless.
Yeah.
Wasn't even the whole... It was just the last one. The one with the reveal.
I'm pretty sure the first episode had the master in it, and then he comes back in the last episode.
He does come back. He makes he kills the Gallifrey.
Yeah.
And then makes them all Cybermen.
Yes, that's it. Fuck this show. But like, my point is that like they did what they needed to do with their ensemble cast with a lot of companions last season. They didn't need those characters, and they largely faded into the background for the second season.
Ryan,
and it was worse for
Ryan them. And Graham probably should have left at the conclusion of their arc in season one.
Yes, they should.
And just had the Doctor and Yaz.
Correct.
And it's just the Doctor and Yaz and Dan in this new season.
Yeah.
And Dan's great.
Who's Dan?
Dan's a new guy, Cal, and he's great. We love Dan.
That's fine. If he's anything like Dan from Venom, I'm sure he's a top bloke.
He's not. Actually, he's not. He's like that Dan if that Dan was poor and grew up in Liverpool.
Love it. Brought it back around to Venom 2. Tweet us at Video Shop Pod. What do you think of Doctor Who Flux? What did you think of Venom? Denim, Renom.
Should we play? Venom. I have Doctor Who Flux. Should we play it, Cal?
Oh, we could play Doctor Who Flux.
Flux with two X's.
That'll be a way better time than watching Doctor Who.
What about both?
No.
No?
No. It's one or the other.
Okay.
All right.
So, because of that, though, just fair warning, next week's episode's probably going to be a little later than normal.
And angrier than normal. I'm going to be mad. I can feel the bile rising in my stomach as we speak.
Maybe you'll be surprised and you'll like it, Cal.
I won't.
It all depends what these last two episodes are like. Because I've really found the setup and all the
Season 2 might have been totally fine. I don't remember it. All I remember is the last couple of episodes being fucking horrendous.
Well, the Timeless Child stuff, kind of dumb. But this season, what they've done with it, I've found interesting so far. It all depends on the final two episodes.
It's like, this is what Russell T. Davies tripped up on every fucking time. It was always like huge, suspenseful, big crossover shit. MCU level fucking horse shit.
Which is kind of what's going on. Which is what's going on with this season.
And then he's fucked the landing every time with detonated the reality bomb.
I have to say, this season has had one of the best cliffhangers I've seen in Doctor Who in fucking ever.
Fair enough.
And I won't say anything more about it.
We need to stop this recording.
How many beats are we at?
We're now 1,730.
So it is going up.
Yes, it is going up. What, you were saying we're going to just go till we hit zero? Was that your plan before?
All right, well, I guess we could wrap it up. Tweet us at VideoShopPod. How many beats are in a minute?
Yeah, because we don't know. First four-hour episode of the VideoShop podcast coming your way.
This has definitely not been 4 hours.
I don't know, man.
It could have been 15 minutes for all we know, Cal. And you know it.
Look, we've been recording for another 20 minutes since we noticed the beat.
Could have just been 50.
Pretty sure we're over.
Could have been 15 minutes.
I'm pretty sure we're over now.
That would be nonsense.
I think we're over now.
All right. We'll stop the recording. We'll find out.
All right.
Everyone else knows the answer.
Yeah. Yeah, they're looking at their four-hour episode going, what the fuck? All right. See you, Neds.